1 to avoid a rail strike. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On this vote, the yeas are 290, the nays are 137. The joint resolution is passed.
Bipartisan support in the U.S. House for a bill imposing a settlement that 8 rail unions approved but 4 rejected. President Biden asking Congress to intervene with a strike deadline fast approaching next week, putting pro-union Democrats in a tough spot.
I'd rather have this settled between the parties at hand, but the absolute worst thing for our economy at this moment would be a rail strike.
Though Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner also wants to know why union leadership agreed to a tentative deal in September that didn't address a main concern, lack of paid sick time. The House also just passing a bill to add 7 days of paid sick leave to the deal, but only if the Senate passes both bills. And the president now urging the Senate to act quickly, saying critical materials like chemicals for clean drinking water could stop moving as soon as this weekend in preparation for a strike. New clues from the Fed chief about the central bank's next move on inflation. He's giving a speech suggesting they might tap the brakes on rate hikes.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell is saying that it might be appropriate to moderate the pace of interest rates at the December meeting. He's saying that they will hold the restrictive policy for some time, but signaling now a more moderate Federal Reserve coming in and slowing down to check on that lag effect. He does talk in the speech about the lag of monetary policy and how, you know, it takes about 6 to 9 months in order to feel the effects of it.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House. So far, inflation easing only slightly after 4 aggressive 3/4 point hikes, but Powell also still cautions against a premature easing of the Fed's inflation fighting efforts. Stocks turning higher with Powell's remarks. The Dow is now up 202 points. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Congress has a lot to consider before year's end, including more funding for Ukraine.
Ground and air operations in Ukraine will be complicated during the frigid winter months. But White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says that won't mean a pause in Russia's military operation.
Nobody here is expecting that everything just comes to a freeze, literally and figuratively.
Kirby says USAID to Ukraine has taken the upcoming weather into account.
Try to help Ukraine keep as many lights on through the winter, as much heat on through the winter as possible. But it will be a challenge because we don't think that the Russians are going to stop.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is meeting with lawmakers about approving a $38 billion Ukraine aid funding request.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The University of Idaho holds a memorial tonight for 4 students stabbed to death in an off-campus house more than 2 weeks ago. No arrests or suspects named in that ongoing investigation. A funeral held in South Carolina for Lavelle Davis Jr., one of the college football players killed in a mass shooting in Virginia this month.
The 20-year-old University of Virginia football player was one of 3 shot to death on a bus as it returned to campus after a field trip. Davis was remembered by many, like UVA coach Marquise Higgins, as an outstanding friend, person, and athlete.
He was an amazing, amazing teammate. And one of the things that I respect the most is that no matter how hard you coach, you never quit.
UVA players Deshaun Perry and Devin Chandler were killed as well, and 2 others were injured. Former UVA player and student Christopher Jones was arrested. He's been charged with their murders, but a motive had not yet been released. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
DoorDash slashing jobs, the delivery company eliminating more than 1,200 corporate positions, about 6% of its total workforce, saying it hired too many people during a surge in pandemic demand. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.